Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Okay, I think we can all participate in this one.
All right.
The most redneck thing you've ever done or witnessed.
Nice.
That would include you just saw a pickup truck with someone sitting in a rocking chair driving down the highway.
Right.
Simple as that.
Right.
1-877-764-2535. Everybody on gets in the running for TSO tickets. John, Long Island.
Hey, Chaz and AJ. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm not in the redneck thing, but I was thinking that the flip-flops should have their own Instagram page now. You know, the journey of the flip-flops, where they've been and what's
journey.
Going on with them.
Right.
All right.
We'll call them lefty right.
Instagross.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Bye.
Dave in Manchester.
Yes, how you doing? I have a story. I guess it's redneck. My brother hit a deer once, and we were living in Bolton, and he told me that he's like, I spoke to a butcher friend, and he said that, you know, if we hit the deer, it's ours, but we need to gut it. Do you know how to do that? And I didn't know. I think I was 14 years old at the time, and he's like, it's on a trailer out in the backyard. So I've seen in movies, you know, how you gut a fish or something like that. So I just took the biggest kitchen knife we had, and I went out there, and I just slipped that thing, cut it open, and just dragged everything out of it.
I could so not do that.
That's great.
I so could not do that. No.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Oh.
I don't know redneck if that's redneck moment. Or another R word, but either way.
Redneck.
Redneck. Redneck.
That's great. You're Manchester, so we could put you in the running for the tickets. We have his number, Phil. Excellent.
I got.
Thank you, David. Oh, you had more.
Yeah. Well,
we can't win twice.
We're good.
The most redneck thing you've ever done or witnessed. Joe in Manchester.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I once had a 89 Honda Accord. And I tied a couch, love seat, and ottoman to the top of it and drove it home from the furniture store.
Nice.
With a little twine.
Like a little.
See the car.
Like a bad parade float.
That's great.
Right. Moving furniture
that's
sale.
Great. Why do multiple
that's
trips? That's very
just do
redneck.
One shot.
Yeah, right. We can get it done.
Give me some twine and a car roof.
Yeah.
You know, those Hondas aren't very good on gas, so you got to get everything in one trip.
Exactly right, yes. Yeah, they're horrible. That's what they're doing.
Very
for.
Good. All right, you are in the running. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Jimmy, Long Island.
Hi, I would think the most redneck thing that I would witness is someone going up in a bucket truck with flip-flops.
they're poking
get
the bear.
Off the phone.
Poke the bear again. Poke the bear.
It's rednecks for kids,
poke
sir.
Right. He started this whole thing, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did, yes. Poke the bear.
I don't know how to pronounce your name from Eastford.
It's Davish.
Davish.
Navidad.
Yes. All right. So the most redneck thing I've ever done, one year my truck got hit on the bed.
Uh-huh.
I had no way to transport another pickup bed to fix my truck. So what I did was I took the other pickup bed that I bought, we flipped it upside down, and we put it exactly on top of this pickup, and we used ratchet straps to strap it completely.
Nice.
The pickup hours away from my house.
Yeah.
As soon as I pulled into the driveway, it was teeter-tottering off, like that last turn, and it almost fell off of the pickup.
Wow. We need a third one and tie that down. Yeah. So we have a triple-decker.
You need a third one.
We have a triple-decker.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
I love it. That
yep.
is redneck.
Yes.
In the back of your pickup
yep.
truck is
upside
a
down.
Back of a pickup truck.
Right.
That's great. Thank you.
No problem.
You're in the running.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Well, a lot of this is going to be ingenuity. Redneck stuff is kind of like, you know, it's like dumb genius.
Yes.
You're figuring something out on the fly.
Right,
we
right.
call it that, but it's just figuring out without money. You know?
Right, exactly,
yeah,
right.
Cheap genius.
Getting it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting it done.
Yeah.
Beef man.
Hey, guys. I was in, Tennessee one time on business. I went to a party. We were drinking moonshine, and we had something called a pig picking. But they also had a grease pig race. They chased the pig around.
Right. Did you win?
What kind of business was this?
That is a good question.
The moonshine pig business is a weird business.
It was good moonshine, but they said, "Are you going to do it?" I said, "No, I ain't doing that, man. You got to be crazy."
I'm beef man, not pork man.
Catch the grease pig. Grease pig races.
All right, beef man. Nice. Thank you, Boston John.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning. Morning.
So check it out. We'd go to the dump, get every type of kids' toys that are on wheels. We'd set a ramp up at the end of a dock. And we just launch ourselves off these toys into the water in Lake Winnipesaukee.
Nice. It's kind of like the downhill races with the Barbie Jeeps. Yep.
The Barbie Jeeps, you name it. Anybody, anything with four wheels or any wheels, we just launch ourselves.
Right.
We got it.
That's fun.
That's a blast.
That's fun, yeah.
That is fun.
Oh, we're doing it, aren't we?
At the beginning.
we're doing it, aren't we? We're going to do that.
The end's a literal blast.
You know what I love? I love those videos where they use like a excavator bucket and they tie a rope to it and they spin you around in a circle.
Well, we should do that with you for the flip-flops. The
launch you into the water.
Right.
Put you in a bucket and fling you around.
$2,000.
Look, it's most
most redneck thing you've ever done or witnessed. Mike and Prospect.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
All right, so I'm a big hunter, and my truck broke down, so I had to borrow my mother's car. And I went and harvested a deer in the back of the Subaru.
Harvested, that's a fancy word for shot and killed.
Done killed it, yeah.
No, bow.
Bow. Oh. Okay, so you bowed it.
That's fancier.
Yeah. That's badass.
So I harvested the deer. And I had to put it in the front seat of my car.
With the seatbelt on? Get on the HOV lane.
HOV lane.
With the window down, with the head hanging out.
Right. With the arm, with the little paw hanging out.
It's got its little tongue sticking out.
Right. Can you use the carpool lane then?
Yeah. Go to the drive-thru. Yeah, I'll have a burger.
It was a nice six-pointer, though.
Right.
Nice.
John of Brantford.
Good morning.
Morning.
When I was a kid, we used to have two televisions. The thing is, they were both in the living room.
Yep. One on top of the other one. The bottom one went out. The top was, yep. Yep, we did that.
We would put a tablecloth over the bottom one.
Right.
So it looked like it was like a table.
My friend's parents actually had the console on the bottom, a smaller one on top of that. That one went, they put a really tiny, looked like a snowman of TVs.
That's great. Yep. All right, John, you're in the running. That is...
And it's not complete unless the knob for the channels breaks off, and you have to use vice grips.
Vice grips.
Yep, vice grips. Yep.
Penny and Meriden.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Back in the 90s, I had a Honda Accord, a little Honda Accord.
Right.
And I was all out of motor oil.
Don't know.
So I went into my shed, and I found some lawnmower oil.
Oh.
And it's for small engines. So I figured the Honda had a little small engine.
Right, so you figured it would work.
Yeah, so I put it in, and I was driving down the street, and there was smoke like crazy coming out of my car. I could barely see.
Right.
And some guy pulled over and told me, get out of that car. Get out of that car, it's going to blow up.
So is that redneck or dum-dum?
Nah, a little both, actually. Redneck and, you know.
I pulled over, and I tried to get stuff out of the car, and he's yelling at me to get out of the car, get out of the car. I got out of the car like 10 seconds later, and that car blew up.
Wow.
And it literally blew up off of the air like a foot or two, and the tires were melted into the snow. And I had a pair of gloves that were on the dashboard, and because of the heat, they got into the glass, and the fingertips were sticking out of the glass.
Then you had to walk home in the snow.
Yeah, I had to walk
barefoot.
Home in the
barefoot,
snow.
Barefoot, yes, right.
While playing a jug.
Not. Exactly.
She was doing that anyway.
Right, right.
All right, Penny, thank you. Yeah, right. You're in the running.
Yes, thank you so much for the tall story.
That was Penny for your thoughts. Right.
That was a tall-ass story, man.
Most redneck thing you've ever done or witnessed. Michelle in Southington.
Hey, guys. My story involves the first time I brought my husband, who was my boyfriend then, down to visit my parents in Virginia.
Virginia. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, they were raised up here, but they moved to Virginia. But when we got down there, before we could go to bed, the room that my boyfriend was going to stay in, he had to help my dad push the motorcycle out of that bedroom out onto the porch.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Yep.
Oh, that's so great.
The next day we went out, and my dad had a toilet and a chair on the front lawn with a sign that said free. And when we came back, the toilet was gone, but the chair was
still there. Free toilet.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
You sit in one and do something
trip.
Else in the other.
And he still married me.
Nice.
He still married me. So.
Well, after all that, you know.
Yeah, that's of course he married you because nothing bothers you.
Yeah, nothing he does is never going to top that.
Right.
He's smart.
Yeah, that is true.
He can bring home all kinds of crap.
Motorcycle
like, well,
in the bedroom, exactly. Toilet in the front yard.
All that. You've been
She's
tempered.
Good with this.
You've been tempered.
She's going to be very comfortable with me.
Yep.
All right, Michelle. Sounds like you found a great guy. You're in the running. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I like that they picked. The toilet was gone. The
right.
Chair was still.
They needed the toilet, yeah.
But I also like that the dad was like, let me move the motorcycle.
Right. Yeah. Are you going to be sleeping in there?
You're staying over? I
like they had no idea they were coming.
Or he's waiting to see if he liked them.
I got
to
move the
Because
Harley.
They're like, you know, if I don't like them, the bike stays
the
in.
Bike
you can't
stays
sleep
in.
There.
Right. You're sleeping next to the bike.
Good guy, move the bike.
Right.
Chuck and Aunt Sonia.
Being from Louisiana, I have a few of them.
Okay.
But what I called in was I got a pickup truck right now that the window broke on the driver's side, so I put a slice into the door, fed a seatbelt through up and around the window. Now you pull the seatbelt to raise the window up
to keep it closed. That's
wow.
Brilliant.
Again, redneck engineering.
Yeah.
Getting it done.
And now the quick one was my MGB, the fuel pump went out. We were out drinking, and we didn't want to wait for the cops. So I wrapped my feet around the headrest of the seat, grab the luggage rack and the wheel well, and I would blow into the gas tank and became the fuel pump for the car.
Wow.
Should we continue the contest?
So you're sitting there.
Like, is there a point?
This right. is a gold medal winner.
Wow. The guy did mouth-to-mouth to his car.
Right. Blowing gas with MG.
Nice. You hillbilly, that's awesome.
And he said, well, I only want to give you a couple.
Right.
That was the one he wasn't going to share.
There's a wealth
Here's
more.
Another one.
Probably a wealth more, yeah.
All right, Chuck.
Well, hi.
You Thank rule, you. Dude.
Yep.
Enjoy your tooth.
I'm sure he has a full set of teeth.
I'm sure he does, too, yes. Yeah.
Big old tooth.
Right. Thank you, Chuck.
One big old tooth.
Jim in Brantford. Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, quite a few years back. Living on my family farm, we did a lot of drinking with my friends.
Yes.
So we decided one night when we were drinking, having a bonfire, we decided we were going to go mess with the chickens.
What do you mean mess?
So we went out over to the chicken coop, grabbed a couple of chickens, and we were dancing and drinking with the chickens.
Oh. Now you see dancing, like actual dancing or...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Having a grand old time.
There was no dented eggs next day?
Man, the fear in Chaz's eyes about what you were going to say.
Right.
I just feel like they were carrying the chickens around without using their hands.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a term for that we can't say.
It's called plucking.
Tom and Seymour.
My son had an anniversary with his wife, and she wanted a hot tub. So he had an aluminum boat. Filled it with water, bought a bottle of champagne, propped the boat up on an angle, put fire underneath it, stones and wood, and they had their anniversary in an aluminum boat hot tub.
Nice.
That's great.
And the boat melted and they both perished.
Yes. Well,
actually, they had to jump out after a few, about an hour because the water got too hot.
Yeah, because they're making soup.
Yeah, that's because the broth is done.
They were
yeah.
the soup stock.
Human soup.
You right. got it. All you had to do was add a little vegetable.
Right. It smells like cooking. It smells pretty good.
Sounds like one of them is a vegetable.
It smells pretty good right now, right? That smells pretty good.
Having you for dinner.
Yeah. All right, man.
Well, you guys do a good job, man. Thanks for all the highlights.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for helping.
Paul and Clinton. Paul.
Hello, Paul.
What do you got, Paul?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Keep breathing.
Good. This is back in 1979 with my best friend of over 50 years. We're going to into Waterbury to a travel agency to get plane tickets to go to Daytona for spring break.
Cool.
And I had a 67 Chevy van with a well-used mattress from a neighbor.
Oh, in the back. I've been there.
We're in the Mixmaster in Waterbury. And he goes, I got to go to the bathroom now.
Oh, no.
And he opens up the side doors on it, and he's going as we're going underneath the bridge. And state trooper comes alongside and looks at us and just shakes his head.
And he shook back at him.
He didn't even want to.
No. Yeah, right. What were your rights?
Not even opening this can of worms.
Right.
Apparently, he thought about the write-up and said, forget it. Yeah. I'm not putting that in.
I'm just going to say this guy's signaling for a right-hand turn. Well, it's definitely redneck.
That is. Paul, thank you.
And free car wash.
In the running.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where does the mattress play into that?
I have no idea.
I thought it was going to be something
you
weird.
You had to see the van. It was a gold 67 van.
Okay, just part of the redneck experience.
Right.
The van itself was hillbilly.
Yeah, he said.
But now
the
you
scene.
Got the doors open and someone's leaking out the side.
Exactly.
Got it.
Because if the cops saw the mattress, they might have pulled you over. They're like, what's going on back there? Who's tied to that?
Technically, he's home.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Michelle in Watertown.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So my best friend moved up to upstate New York to start a farm homestead. And
nice.
She's driving down a back road and sees somebody hit a pheasant. And she pulls over and sees the pheasant is still alive and brings it to one of her Amish neighbors.
Okay.
And figures she could do something with the roadkill. And the Amish neighbor, it was still partly alive.
Right.
Okay.
And
just barely hanging on.
So it was road life support at this point.
Right. Basically.
Yeah. So she brings it to the neighbor. And the Amish neighbor then finishes killing it off on her porch and then proceeds to show her how to clean it right on the porch so she could have it for dinner.
Hey. Yeah, pheasant under glass.
She ate
it. It's about as fresh as it gets.
Yeah, yeah. It was under glass,
so
under asphalt.
She had roadkill for dinner.
Under paint. Under rubber.
Underappreciated.
Yep. Yeah.
That's hillbilly.
Undercooked.
All right, thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you so much.
Twist and twirl, jump all around like a flying squirrel. Now, don't you cuss.
The most redneck thing you've ever done or witnessed. Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Now, right hand over left hand under. Both join hands and run like thunder. Over the hill and over the dale. Duck your head and lift your tail.
Pat in Newtown.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
So my story is I used to have a big lifted Jeep Wrangler all freaking country boyed out.
Cool.
I was driving out to Pennsylvania. I got to Brewster. Saw the skies were black. I mean, like, dark as night.
Yeah.
Pull into Home Depot and made my own roof out of tarp, bungee cords, and ratchet straps.
There you go.
4 hours into Pennsylvania through a thunder and lightning storm.
It's called being MacGyver. Yep.
Yeah, again, this is
ingenuity. It really is.
Yeah. Cheapo ingenuity.
Exactly.
Yep. Had four New York State troopers pass me and just look at me, and I think they felt bad. That's why they didn't pull me over. As me and my buddy are going down the road trying to keep the tarp on the top and on the sides of the Jeep.
Yeah.
So like, trying to stay dry.
What could we possibly do to you? This is happening right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
You already have it bad.
Yes. Even they have a heart.
Yep. Yeah. Surprisingly.
And you make it all the way there with the top?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I crossed. Oh, yeah. I made it all the way there. As soon as I got like three quarters of the way through, the skies cleared up. It was sunny, beautiful. Pulled over on the side of the highway, rolled the tarp up, shook all the water off, and put it underneath the seat. And I still have it to this day.
Yeah, yeah, dried the interior, didn't it?
Just in case.
Yep. Nice.
Just in case.
Jeeps are fun.
Thank you, Pat.
That and my brother's friend's car is started by a light switch.
Nice.
Wait, what?
A light switch? Like a regular, like flipping light switch? Nice.
I'm actually jealous.
I don't know how they did it, but he was at our house one day, and I had to move his car. He's like, oh, just go inside. The keys are in it. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't see any keys. He goes, oh, you see the light switch? You just flick it, and it starts the car.
Nice.
Like a household light switch?
Like a toggle switch.
Yeah, like the one you go to Home Depot to put in your living room. Yeah,
right.
Regular light switch.
Yeah, operate like a toggle switch, yeah. Nice.
You know, like when you come down to the kitchen 3 o'clock in the morning, like, oh, right. No, that's the garage. Right. Oh, damn, that's the car.
Yeah.
Oh, there we
imagine
go.
That you, kitchen. You turn the light on, the car starts up.
Right, exactly. Right.
Instead of a starter, he's got a dimmer on there.
Yeah, you flush the toilet, the car shuts off.
Yeah, his throttle is a dimmer.
Right.
Put the clapper on there. That'd be great.
Ooh. Careful what you listen to on the radio.
Right.
Pat, thank you.
Yep. Have a good day, you guys.
All right, you're in the running for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. We got time for one more. Rob in Cheshire.
Hey, I got two if you want. But when I lived down in Florida, a group of us got all dressed up in black, hats, bandanas, and we went and stormed my house with my roommate in it. Pellet guns and taped lights on them, flashlights on them, and went in, stormed the house, and stole my canoe out of the house with my roommate in it.
Out of the house. He stole the canoe.
I don't know if that's redneck, but that's awesome.
Right.
Well, the canoe in the house,
Those are redneck seals.
And then in Manchester here, a group of us do this thing called the Bell Street Comet. After Christmas, we take the dried out Christmas tree, tie it to the back of my truck, torch it up, and drive 100 miles an hour up Bell Street.
Wow. I like the flash one better.
It used to be on YouTube. You used to be able to see the videos of it.
What, they took them down?
Was it content problems?
Right, that's when you know you got something good.
Yep, when they take it down.
Yep. AJ wants to give you a piece of him.
Exactly. Want a piece of me.
For the kids.
Right.
It's all for the kids.
Right.
Dude, no.
Well, no. I saw the story about what happened with Steve Jobs. Apparently, Steve Jobs wore Birkenstocks for years, and they actually auctioned off his Birkenstocks. He'd been dead for years, but his well-worn, said to me, okay, these are probably like a lot of stink factor in them, but well-worn Birkenstocks. And they sold them for $218,000. Yeah. Now, I know that's nowhere near what we would get, unless you want to. But I thought, well, you know, let's see, out of curiosity. So we'll take, I'm known for wearing flip-flops. We'll take a pair of my Tevas that are well-worn, just like his, and auction them off. And the money goes to the toy drive.
All right, so you posted them?
I did yesterday, yes. Right. They're the blue Tevas. They're the kind, the squishy kind, like almost like walking on sponges. I don't expect to actually walk around in them. But we already had one bid of $100 originally from Officer Joe.
Came in immediately.
Right, immediately.
He didn't even know which flops they were. He just jumped in by just mentioning it.
Right.
He did that to support the toy drive.
Right. Exactly. No one wants AJ's feet.
Yeah, no.
I would hope not.
Feet goo?
No. Oh, no.
There's goo on there.
Feet goo.
Feet goo.
It's goo at this point anyway.
He's always goo.
It gets weirder.
Yes, it does. So we had one lady, $110 rather.
Oh, jeez.
Right? And then this one guy, Jimmy, asked size.
Oh, no.
So, okay, so I'm like, all right. So I wrote size 10, and he said he'd be $130. So
he's going to wear them?
This woman goes, are you going to wear them?
Yeah, that's weird.
We had a couple of ews. We had one guy who said, yuck. I wrote. No one said eat them. One person said. Michael said, "Skeeve, throw them away."
Yeah.
And I wrote down, "It's for the kids." And then we got George Soltis bid $150. Said, "I'd rather see a smile this year than a new guitar." But do I have to take the flops?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to take them. That's the whole point. We're auctioning them off.
You can toss them right out.
You can throw them on the side of the road somewhere on the way home. Whatever. How about a garbage can? Either or, you know. You always see like shoes on the side of the road somewhere because someone put them on their car, they drove off, and they flew off. So right now up to $150 on these.
There's visible foot crust on these.
That's not foot crust. That's the imprint.
That should be in the description.
That's the imprint of
foot crust included.
That's the imprint of from walking on them.
I don't that's not a recipe anywhere for a dessert. Visible foot crust needed.
So what I do with my flops, I actually run them through the wash every now and then, and that cleans them up again.
Okay.
Oh, but
Chasnay Day.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Hey, I think AJ should auction off the tissues, the used tissues that are on the side of his bed. Maybe women will.
The used tissues on the side of my bed. Gotcha,
blowing
right.
his nose.
Yeah, how about your socks? Like the ones you have stuck to the floor in your room.
All right.
That's what that guy's thinking about right now?
Yeah, if you're going to go that way, yeah.
Well, okay. He's saying if you're auctioning off this, why don't you just auction off all your garbage?
Right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
At least you wore, though. You could have worn... It's a dumb thing. Don't get me wrong. Anyone, you're awesome if you're bidding on it, but it is weird that we're doing it. But at least you might have worn those at events people were at. The other thing, no. Yeah. No one was at that event.
Oh, that's a great question. Do you have a photo of you in these?
I'm sure. Like you know, some of these dealerships and things like that I wore these. Yeah.
You should include that.
I got to try and find them. I don't keep a portfolio.
That's great. Only the best footwear for our partners.
Oh.
Yep.
Imagine though you're a kid and you find out
when you're going to an event.
You're a kid and you find out that's where your toy came from.
If it's an outdoor event at like you know at like a beach, why wouldn't I wear those?
At a beach, I agree.
Yeah,
totally.
Yep. Ha! Totally. I get it.
How'd you get that teddy bear, Timmy? AJ sold foot products. It's like it's a weird place that your toy's coming from.
Well, you know, it's just goofy enough to work.
No, it definitely will. You can get
AJ's foot crusted flops sold, so now I get a bear.
It's not foot crusted.
Oh,
foot
yeah.
crusted.
Why do you have foot crust?
I don't have foot crust. They're listening to Goose Boy over
it's
here.
It's sweat. It's right. sweat. It's like you
Again,
see it on your steering wheel.
I run these through the washing machine like at least once
it's
or
like
twice.
It's like salty?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Salty. No.
It does look like foot sweat.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But that's because
it does look like foot sweat.
Yeah. No.
Detective Chaz.
It's in the spot where like your
not
toes
that I know
are.
What foot sweat
no, I just, like. I've deducted here. It looks like foot sweat happened.
I've conducted a thorough investigation, compared various traces of foot sweat. I believe this is foot sweat.
I didn't run a lint roller over them. That's stuff you pick up from the floor, you know. I dropped them when I was here. So that's probably some stuff on the rug here in the station.
What kind of action are you doing in these where you're sweating out of the feet?
No. Why don't you get sick again?
You know,
I don't get sick.
That didn't take long.
No.
You could make mini AJs with this.
The DNA?
You take the DNA and
the DNA,
make little AJs?
What part of me would you get?
Well, that's back to the tissue guy, though. We don't need to do that at all. The guy was right after all.
Okay, so we're 150?
150, yes. A couple of folks, Mary Ellen said brilliant. Another person, Pauline, said pretty expensive used flip-flops. But again, this is to raise
How
money.
Much are they new?
Brand new, $35.
You're already getting, three, four times?
Yeah. Yeah, the $35 brand new.
These are what else do you get to sell?
Pretty good.
You can do other stuff. Like, do you have the pants still that are around your ankles when you had the rocket come out of your butt?
No. Those are long gone. They got burnt. And the shirt did, too.
Because people would bid on that. You see it in the picture. That's those pants.
Right.
What else can we sell?
Like the shirt you wear in a box for 24 hours?
I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, you wear that like every third day.
I do. One of my favorite shirts.
Yeah. Because
it fits well.
If you give that away, it's people know you in the shirt. It's like your uniform.
Mm. Right. I think I may still actually have the bottle rocket, the shirt that burnt. Not the bottle rocket,
How much
the shirt
AJ
I wore.
Want?
Oh, it was in your butt and people are going to buy
no,
it?
No, the shirt I was wearing, not the bottle rocket. The shirt out when I burned.
You
up.
Have the bottle rocket is what I heard.
Yeah,
you
no,
have
no.
The rocket
I was
still.
I was in mid thought when you jumped.
$150. Will anyone top that bid right now?
I say they
will. Oh, they will. That's going to make it to at least $200.
Yeah,
you think so?
Oh, yeah. As much as we're joking, it's a great cause for the kids. It's silly. It's a great story for a tribe member to have. Guess what I have? That's a crazy thing to have from this show.
Right.
As much as it's silly, that's a fun thing.
Yeah, give it to the dog afterwards. I don't care what you do with it afterwards. You can throw it to the kids, whatever.
Someone's going to wear it on their neck like a necklace. They're just going to have it hanging off.
Oh, no.
What do you think enhances the value of it, AJ?
Enhances the value?
Yeah. Like, what makes it more than a $35 pair now?
These were actually worn. These were worn to PLR events. And again, look. I mean, what was the value of Steve Jobs, really?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to point out, is that these are very clearly worn by you.
Exactly right. So this is
all I've been trying to say. You can see... Go ahead.
These are basically it's authentic that these are mine.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I'd like to give you 200.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God!
Cool.
I don't want the shoes, but you can have the 200.
No, you're taking them. you're taking them.
See, AJ wants you to take them so he could say I sold the flip-flops
exactly.
Got $200.
Exactly. That's the whole point. The whole point. You can throw them in the garbage when we're home.
Hold on. What's your name and where are you calling from? What town?
Allison from Milford.
Oh, thank you, Allison.
Right around the corner, too. That's awesome.
Hold on.
Yeah. They'll be in a bag.
Well, we can beat that, though.
We love Milford.
Yes, we do. I live in Milford.
Yeah, but we're at two already. Now we can hit three.
Right.
Some of the songs he sings were inspired while him wearing these flip-flops.
Yes, because
the sweat and creativity dripped down to his bunions and poured out through into the crust-filled toe jam. And that's where he became
toe jam.
Great songs, like where he took a word that said, like, you know, poop and said scoop.
So that's like over five times what they originally were purchased for.
Yeah, I'd love more, to be honest with you. Again, you have to take them with you because, you know, like, I don't care if you throw them in the woods. You got to take them with you, though.
Yeah, you have to take them.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
The whole point is I'm selling these. So we're auctioning them off. They're going bye-bye.
But if they request you do something with them,
right,
then wouldn't you do that?
Yes.
Like what?
Like what? Like wear them again?
Like throw them in the garbage.
Like be on their OnlyFans
page?
Well,
they have to take possession, and then we'll document me throwing in the garbage.
Okay.
Yeah.
$200. Did anyone see this one coming?
Nope.
I did not.
I did. I called it a minute before.
Yeah, no, but I didn't see this coming when AJ suggested it this week.
I'm pretty honest.
Like,
people love
stupid.
You guys.
I'm
pretty shocked. That's the love the tribe has for you. It's real. It's crazy.
I'm known for wearing flip-flops. I should be.
It's crazy.
I should be endorsed by
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I should be endorsed by where I live in those things. You know?
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I'd like to bid $225.
$225. Nice. Thank you.
You're awesome, baby. You really are.
We love you. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Teresa from Guilford. We gift them to give to my brother-in-law.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Don't tell him.
The ultimate. Yes. Right? Use flip-flops.
Right.
As a gift.
Nice.
Oh, great. All right, $225. Hold on, please.
And I was wearing these recently, too, so.
Great.
Yep.
We're at $225.
Yes.
All proceeds to benefit the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Toy Drive.
Right. I'm known for wearing flip-flops all the time, so here you go. I want a piece of me.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me? I'll give you two pieces over here.
Ken in North Haven.
Ken?
Ken, what do you got, Ken?
Hey there.
Hey. Hi.
You know, I'll do 226, but I'll throw an extra 50 if I can get a picture of Chaz wearing them with it.
Oh, Chaz wearing them.
Oh, Jesus.
In other words, you got to put my flops
do
on.
Do it.
Are you a size
10? Oh, Jesus.
Are you a size 10?
Can you wear socks?
Jesus.
No, you can't. Flops in socks.
No.
Got to negotiate.
No.
Yeah, flops, you got to.
People do it.
You gotta grip it. Yeah. You got to rip and grip it, man.
I'll give the 50 to not do it.
So you do 50 more on top of his 50, so we go to 326. No.
This is doing so much for my self-esteem right now.
Oh, hold on. Want to grab his number?
Yeah. I think we can go higher than 226.
Hold on.
276 with the 50.
So I donated 500 to the box. Now I'm in for another 50 to not wear them.
Gotcha.
How much would it take for you to wear them?
Well, at least, you know, at least... At
what's
least,
my price?
At yeah, least what's your price? Like, realistically,
oh
someone that you get to wear them.
At least it's someone you
Come
know.
On.
You know I wash my feet on fungus during the...
If we get the bid to $500, will you wear them?
Right. Oh. Oh, I know where this is going. This is interesting. Like, I thought like a 1-2-parter.
No.
Well, you guys sweat together, you cry together, you can put fungus together. What's the big deal?
What do you picture us doing?
I see.
Cuddle.
If he lives someplace else, I... And
you're
I
like an old married couple.
No.
Sweat together.
I mean, that close.
Not anymore. Dude. You're old.
Oh, my God. Let's change the subject. Does anyone else have a bid on these things?
I don't see anything yet. So what were you up to? 220, 226 with 50 if you wear them.
Right. Let's change the subject, though.
Nothing,
how much will you pay for Phil to wear them?
Nothing on...
Because Phil's whole body and AJ's body hate each other, so the feet sweat together might make them happy together.
The feet sweat.
There is no way Phil would do this.
No.
Not if someone bid $500 for
Phil him? Wouldn't do it, no.
No, I'm not putting those on.
No.
For kids?
Mm-mm.
It's for the kids.
Oh. One guy wanted to do 155 but autographed. Yeah, no, he already passed that.
Yeah. All right, so where are we now?
226, but extra $50 if you wear them.
Hello, is this PLR?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's Chaz and AJ. We're on the Fox, too. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? This is Rick from Antonio.
Hey.
I don't have any money, but why don't you sell those flip-flops over and over again and make a whole bunch more money?
Over and over again.
How do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. First guy doesn't want them. Instead of throwing them out, sell them to the second guy.
Oh.
The second guy doesn't want them. You know what I mean? Keep selling them over and over again.
I see what you're saying. You know what we did one year? It was very successful, and we could do it again.
What's that?
We started with a pencil.
Oh,
and it was the Chaz and AJ trade-up.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we say, all right.
I have this.
Here's a pen.
Right.
What will you give me for this pen?
Right.
And then somebody would have to give us something that was more valuable to the pen.
Right.
Than the pen.
Did we end up with a boat?
We ended up with a car.
But also, there was a boat one year also. Or was the boat before the car?
Boat was before the car.
Okay, I remember
then
the
we got
car,
a car.
Yeah. It was a pretty nice car, too. Yeah,
and we ended up selling the car. A dealership bought the car from us.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, flip this house, flip this flop.
Right.
And you're
exactly
just flipping
right.
it the entire time.
I think this is a separate entity.
Right.
We sell it, the flip-flops.
Right.
But then we could do this. We'll start with a pen.
Do a trade-up. Okay.
Yeah. Henry, great idea.
Thank you, sir.
It's got to be a pen that's been in between AJ's feet, though.
Really?
Like he's held his with his toes.
All right.
Everything's got to be toe-based.
No, I can, you know.
No, you volunteer for your foot stuff too quickly.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm not keeping
You don't have to put your feet all over it. It's like you got monkey feet. Like, you don't have to.
Monkey feet. This is too much of my self-esteem right now.
Let's sell a banana
like
peel
Davey Jones.
That AJ monkey peeled feet. With his feet.
Right. If you want to, go for it.
Can you?
No.
Okay.
I don't have dexterity for that.
Chaz and AJ.
Who's this? Phil.
No,
you're right on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Chaz, I'll go to 300 if you wear them for an hour at the toy drive.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
300 Chaz wears for an
hour. It's not
going to
happen. I don't do
for the kids.
No.
All those little kids.
No.
Nothing to open.
Ho, ho, ho for the
nothing.
Hoof, hoof, hoof.
In a cinder block by themselves.
No.
Not even any music. No Christmas.
No.
And they're having
think
their
about the kids,
they're
Chaz.
Having cold porridge. Cold porridge.
Now,
wow,
300 just an hour.
Now, I'm not
even
grabbing your number.
Now,
right
now,
$300, boys.
Now,
that's nice.
Now,
you know how busy you are at the toy drive, you won't even notice.
Now,
it's true.
That's it. I might trip and fall.
Right.
Well, then you can charge more money. $400 for injury.
Then the video goes viral.
Now,
blood and jam.
Right
now,
blood and jam.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.